USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In Seattle, immigrant rights activists ask a U.S. judge to block a new Trump administration policy that would keep thousands of asylum seekers locked up while they pursue their cases instead of giving them the chance to be released on bond. Attorney General William Barr announced the policy in April as part of the administration's effort to deter a surge of migrants at the Mexican border, and it's scheduled to take effect July 15. It targets immigrants who have recently entered the U.S. without permission and have demonstrated to an immigration officer that they have a credible fear for persecution or torture if they returned to their home country. In New Orleans, crews are working around the clock at a NASA rocket factory intent on meeting the new fall 2020 deadline to test launch a mega rocket designed to propel astronauts to the moon and beyond. NASA Deputy Administrator James Morehard said he came out in the middle of the night talking to people who were working on the engine section. He said the core rocket assembly is 80% complete. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
A federal judge blocked an Indiana law that would ban a second trimester abortion procedure just days before the law was set to come into force. The order putting the Indiana law on hold was released hours after the U.S. Supreme Court declined to revive a similar law in Alabama that sought to ban dilation and evacuation abortions. The law passed by Indiana's Republican-dominated legislature this spring caused the procedure dismemberment abortion, and it was set to become effective on July 1st. The American Civil Liberties Union of Indiana sued on behalf of two doctors who perform that type of abortion. Under the law, a doctor who performs the procedure could face a felony charge punishable by up to 6 years in prison. Indiana's attorneys maintain the state had a valid role in limiting types of abortion procedure, citing a 2007 U.S. Supreme Court ruling that upheld the federal law banning the method. The ACLU attorneys argued that the ban would put a substantial and unwarranted burden on the women's ability to obtain second trimester pre-viability abortions. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Elton John has decided to get into the political debate as he called out Russian President Vladimir Putin by saying that liberalism is obsolete and conflicts with the overwhelming majority in many countries continue. In a story published by the Financial Times newspaper, Putin said the liberal idea has become obsolete. It has come into conflict with the interest of the overwhelming majority of the population. Elton John said this in a statement released that disagrees with Putin's view that pursuing policies that embrace multicultural and sexual diversity are obsolete in our societies. Putin also said Russia has no problem with LGBT persons. He said, let everybody be happy in that interview. John called Putin's words hypocritical since a Russian distributor censored LGBTQ-related scenes from Rocket Man, the film based on John's life and career. Wall Street ended a wobbly week with broad gains, closing the books on June with the biggest monthly gain since January. June marked a sharp about-face from May when traders fled to safer holdings because of increased anxiety over trade wars between the United States and China and signs of slowing global economic growth. Despite lingering worries over trade, investors pushed stocks higher for much of the month after the Federal Reserve raised expectations that it's prepared to cut interest rates if needed to keep the economy growing. That drove the benchmark S&P 500 to an all-time high last week, though it has retreated slightly from that mark. Watch and read the stories you're hearing on Facebook.com/USA Radio or on Twitter.com/USA Radio Network.